This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How Your Gut Absorbs Nutrients, a section-by-section guide to digestive checkpoints. Editorially reviewed by Professor Georgi P. Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Nutrient absorption is not a single process but a choreographed sequence of chemical and physical events distributed across seven anatomical zones of the gastrointestinal tract. Each section, from mouth to colon, has specialized roles in breaking down food and extracting specific vitamins, minerals, and macronutrients. Understanding where each nutrient is absorbed helps explain why deficiencies arise when particular sections are damaged or dysfunctional. Key takeaways: nutrient absorption occurs at distinct checkpoints. Carbohydrates and proteins begin in the stomach. Fats are emulsified in the small intestine. Vitamin B12 is absorbed in the ileum. Water and electrolytes are recovered in the colon. Stomach acid and intrinsic factor are essential for B12 absorption. Without them, B12 deficiency develops despite adequate dietary intake. The jejunum is the primary absorption zone for most nutrients. Diseases affecting specific intestinal segments, such as Crohn's disease in the ileum, create predictable nutrient deficiencies based on the site of inflammation. Carbohydrate and protein digestion, the mouth and stomach. Nutrient digestion begins in the mouth, where salivary amylase initiates the breakdown of starch into smaller sugar molecules. This enzymatic action continues briefly in the stomach before gastric acid denatures the enzyme. In the stomach, proteins are denatured by hydrochloric acid and cleaved by the protease pepsin, beginning the conversion of proteins into progressively smaller peptides. A critical but often overlooked process occurs here: vitamin B12 binding to intrinsic factor. Intrinsic factor, a glycoprotein secreted by gastric parietal cells, binds B12 in the stomach to protect it from degradation and enable its later absorption in the ileum. Without adequate stomach acid production, whether from atrophic gastritis, surgical gastrectomy, or prolonged proton pump inhibitor use, B12 cannot bind to intrinsic factor, leading to B12 deficiency despite normal dietary intake. Nutrient absorption by intestinal site: primary absorption zones for macronutrients and micronutrients across the gastrointestinal tract, jejunum, primary zone duodenum, secondary zone ileum, specialized zone colon, water, sodium, potassium, water recovery. Source: Gastrointestinal Physiology, GMJ News. Fat emulsification and pancreatic enzyme release, liver, gallbladder, and pancreas. Fats cannot be absorbed directly because they are hydrophobic, water-repelling molecules. The liver produces bile, which is stored and concentrated in the gallbladder. When fatty food enters the duodenum, the hormone cholecystokinin, CCK, triggers gallbladder contraction, releasing bile salts that act as biological detergents, similar to dish soap breaking down grease. Bile salts surround fat droplets in a process called emulsification, creating a larger surface area for pancreatic lipase to act upon. Simultaneously, the pancreas responds to the duodenal hormones secretin and CCK by releasing pancreatic enzymes, amylases to finish carbohydrate digestion, proteases to complete protein breakdown, and lipases to hydrolyze fats into monoglycerides and free fatty acids. These enzyme secretions, coordinated by hormonal signals, ensure that the small intestine receives a stream of fully hydrolyzed nutrients ready for absorption. Loss of pancreatic enzyme output from chronic pancreatitis, cystic fibrosis, or pancreatic cancer produces stetora, fatty stools, and malabsorption of fat-soluble vitamins, A, D. The duodenum, where chemical digestion is completed. The duodenum, the first 25 centimeters of the small intestine, is where the final chemical breakdown occurs. Carbohydrates are reduced to disaccharides, two sugar molecules. Proteins are reduced to amino acids and small peptides, and fats are reduced to monoglycerides and free fatty acids. The duodenum also neutralizes stomach acid through the release of bicarbonate from the pancreas, creating an optimal pH for intestinal enzyme activity. The duodenum itself contributes additional enzymes, peptidases, sucrase, lactase, and maltase, produced by its mucosal cells, which further break down peptides and disaccharides into absorbable units. This transition from chemical digestion to absorption sets the stage for the jejunum, where the majority of nutrient uptake occurs. The jejunum, the primary absorption powerhouse. The jejunum, comprising the middle 40% of the small intestine, is where most nutrient absorption occurs. Here, glucose and fructose, monosaccharides, cross the epithelium via active transport and facilitated diffusion. Amino acids enter through specific amino acid transporters. Iron, calcium, folate, and other minerals are absorbed through specialized transporters, many of which are saturable, meaning excess intake beyond the transporter capacity cannot be further absorbed. Fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, K, are packaged into chylomicrons, lipoprotein particles, in the jejunal epithelial cells and enter the lymphatic system rather than the blood. This lymphatic route allows fat-soluble vitamins to bypass the liver and enter systemic circulation directly. Diseases or conditions affecting jejunal integrity, tropical sprue, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, impair absorption of all these nutrients simultaneously, producing a characteristic pattern of deficiency, including anemia, iron deficiency, hypoalbuminemia, amino acid malabsorption, and fat-soluble vitamin deficiencies. The jejunum absorbs the majority of dietary carbohydrates, proteins, minerals, and fat-soluble vitamins. Damage to this section produces a broad spectrum of nutritional deficiencies rather than isolated nutrient loss. Standard gastrointestinal physiology texts and clinical gastroenterology manuals. The ileum, B12, bile salts, and specialized absorption. The ileum, the final 60 centimeters of the small intestine, has two primary absorption roles. First, it is the sole site where vitamin B12, complexed with intrinsic factor from the stomach, is absorbed via the specific transporter cubum. This absorption is highly efficient when conditions are normal, but becomes a critical vulnerability point. Surgical removal of the ileum, ileectomy, Crohn's disease involving the ileum, or the rare genetic condition intrinsic factor deficiency, all produce B12 deficiency, requiring lifelong parenteral B12 supplementation. Second, the ileum reabsorbs approximately 95% of bile salts that were secreted into the duodenum, recycling them back to the liver via the portal blood. This enterohepatic circulation of bile salts is essential for efficient fat digestion. Loss of ileal function reduces the bile salt pool, impairing fat digestion and leading to steatorrhea and fat-soluble vitamin deficiencies. Crohn's disease affecting the ileum characteristically presents with B12 deficiency, requiring B12 supplementation and fat-soluble vitamin deficiencies, in addition to the inflammatory symptoms of the disease itself. The colon, water and electrolyte recovery. The colon's primary function is recovery of water and electrolytes from the intestinal contents. Approximately 8 to 10 liters of fluid enter the gastrointestinal tract daily through secretions. The colon reabsorbs most of this water, allowing feces to be formed. When colonic water absorption is impaired by infection, inflammation, osmotic load, lactose intolerance, or rapid transit, diarrhea results and dehydration can rapidly develop, particularly in infants and elderly individuals. The colon also absorbs residual bile salts, completing the enterohepatic circulation. The colonic bacteria ferment unabsorbed carbohydrates and produce short-chain fatty acids, butyrate, propionate, acetate, which provide energy to colonocytes and have systemic metabolic effects. Although the colon does not absorb intact nutrients from food, its role in water recovery and production of bacterial metabolites is nutritionally significant. What this means for patients: understanding where nutrients are absorbed helps explain why specific deficiencies arise. B12 deficiency suggests stomach acid loss or ileal disease. Fat-soluble vitamin deficiency suggests fat malabsorption, pancreatic or bile disease, or jejunal damage. Diarrhea signals colonic dysfunction with water loss. Patients with gastrointestinal disease require targeted nutrient screening based on their anatomical site of disease. For clinicians, the segmental anatomy of nutrient absorption narrows the differential diagnosis of malabsorption syndromes. B12 deficiency without anemia points to gastric or ileal pathology. Fat-soluble vitamin deficiency with steatorrhea indicates jejunal, pancreatic, or biliary disease. Diarrhea with electrolyte loss indicates colonic or rapid transit pathology. Targeted endoscopy and imaging should focus on the specific anatomical site predicted by the pattern of nutrient deficiency. For policymakers, malnutrition in populations with high burden of gastrointestinal disease requires region-specific nutrient supplementation, B12 injections for populations with high gastric disease burden, fat-soluble vitamin fortification for populations with pancreatic or biliary disease risk, oral rehydration solutions for populations with acute colonic disease. Frequently asked questions: why do some people become B12 deficient even if they eat meat and dairy? Vitamin B12 requires intrinsic factor to be absorbed in the ileum. Chronic atrophic gastritis, long-term proton pump inhibitor use, or surgical removal of the stomach or ileum prevents B12 binding and absorption despite adequate dietary intake. Pernicious anemia, caused by autoimmune destruction of gastric parietal cells, is a classic example. Diagnosis requires testing stomach acid, intrinsic factor antibodies, and ileal function to identify the specific site of dysfunction. What happens if someone has had part of their small intestine removed? The consequences depend on which segment is removed. Jejunal resection produces broad malabsorption of carbohydrates, proteins, minerals, and fat-soluble vitamins. Ileal resection produces B12 deficiency and loss of bile salt recycling. The remaining intestine can partially compensate through slow adaptive changes, but significant nutrient support, oral or parenteral, is usually necessary, particularly in the immediate post-operative period. Why do people with Crohn's disease often develop multiple nutrient deficiencies at once? Crohn's disease causes transmural inflammation and can affect any segment of the GI tract, but commonly affects the terminal ileum. When the ileum is involved, patients lose B12 absorption capacity and bile salt recycling, producing B12 deficiency and fat malabsorption. If the jejunum is affected, broad malabsorption of carbohydrates, proteins, minerals, and vitamins occurs. The pattern of deficiency mirrors the anatomical site of inflammation, which is why colonoscopy with ileoscopy and biopsy guides nutritional management in Crohn's disease. Nutrient absorption is not a single event, but a sequence of specialized processes distributed across the length of the gastrointestinal tract. Recognizing which nutrients are absorbed where, and understanding the consequences when specific sections are damaged, provides both patients and clinicians with a framework for diagnosing and managing malabsorption syndromes. Whether the problem is reduced stomach acid, impaired bile secretion, pancreatic insufficiency, jejunal disease, ileal dysfunction, or colonic disorder, the pattern of nutrient deficiency and gastrointestinal symptoms points toward the anatomical site requiring intervention. Modern gastrointestinal care increasingly depends on understanding this segmental physiology to target treatment effectively. Source: Anatomy and Physiology of Nutrient Absorption, Educational Reference Based on Standard Gastrointestinal Physiology,